ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, to Solomon Islands, where there are now calls for improvements in how tsunami warnings are issued after a rumour sparked panic in the capital, Honiara, this week, with schools closed and people moving to higher ground to escape. Thousands of Honiara residents were affected as police and authorities tried to reassure the public that there was no tsunami to fear. The panic's believed to have started at Honiara's central market before it was fuelled by social media. As Evan was Suka reports.
The central market is located at Honiara's foreshore. It was here that strong winds kicked up higher than usual swells, which swept into the market on Tuesday. Market goers fled the area and panic set in. Mary was standing at a roadside market near Chinatown, about half a kilometre away.
Everyone at the main market just ran for their lives, coming this way to the market, and then they were screaming tsunami, so it was like a chain reaction. Everybody just jumped around.
She said panic ensued.
I wanted to find out information whether it was true or not, so I was ringing around trying to get NDC, people that actually could give me the information, because anyone around me like a chook.
When calls started coming in, we started to think about what is going on, what is happening, because actually we did not make any warnings at all. There was no any earthquake.
Manoa Tepa is acting chief forecaster at the meteorological office. He's responsible for sending out warnings on earthquakes and tsunamis. Mr. Tepper ended up going on air on Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation to reassure the public and tell them that there was no tsunami.
I was really worried because people may jump into some accidents while panicking and running here and there.
But by that time, the story had spread like wildfire across Honiara.
And then there was somebody who posted it on the Facebook, and then it basically went viral. And everybody was basically responding to the fake news as it was a real news. So everybody in the Lanza were going up the hills, going up to where they have the higher grounds. School kids went up, even workers went up. So people were actually scrambling. They're actually struggling to climb up the hills.
Robert Iroga is a journalist and owner of the Solomon's Business magazine. He says schools were closed and students moved to higher ground.
There was a lot of panic, and even at the hospital, patients also tried to escape from the hospital, but fortunately they were told that that wasn't the true news, so they stayed on. Otherwise, it could have been a lot more disaster had they attempted to go outside.
As a journalist, Mr. Iroga says he's alarmed at how fast information spread on social media and affected thousands.
How our people responded to the fake news was very concerning, because they have bypassed all the legitimate sources of information, and they have responded quite crazily to what is later found out to be fake news.
In cases of tsunamis, warnings are broadcast on national radio, through SMS text and on social media. But Mr. Iroga says authorities need to put in place sirens to warn the public.
It begs the question of Honiara or Amman centers need to create alarms whereby it can only be turned on if there's a tsunami warning or there's a tsunami by those in authority. For instance, if it can only be turned on by those, the NDMO or those at the Met office, meteorological office. So that itself, it comes from the legitimate people or people in authority who are supposed to give the right information.